listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak Mushaguir Avantuchun Hayu Barzankine, Yevurvor Hadini Kegelisvin, Hon Hadinika Vokche. Good morning, it is Sunday, August the 26th, established here in Providence. And now in our 72nd year of broadcasting, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարի լույսներ, հայրենագիտներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, գրաված էր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ. Հայրու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ. Հին սերունդը կպնդրէ զայն իրանուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրնենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը, իրենց ցավը մոռնալու մխիթարությունն է. Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն. Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ. Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի.
One death this last week. It happened yesterday. The obituary is not in the papers yet as of pre-taping. So I did receive this note from Stephen Elmation. Mary Bedrosian, 93, passed away yesterday. That would be Wednesday, the 22nd of August. She, along with her late husband, Harry, were regulars in church week after week, even as they aged and got tougher for them to move around like they did when they were younger. Mary graduated from Bryant College when the world was at war in 1943. She worked for the treasurer's office with the state of Rhode Island for her career. She and Harry sat in their reserved seats off to the left in the church sanctuary and were part of the fabric and fiber that made our church what it is today. Oftentimes in the fall, as the food festival approached, the lights would be on in the church early in the morning. Most people were still sleeping, but not Mary and Harry. They would arrive by 6 in the morning and start mixing the dough for the chudeg, so when the ladies would arrive a few hours later, the process would begin. The chudeg is still made early in the morning, as people always seem to step up and carry the torch. Let's us all do our part to keep the pews full at church week after week and to make sure the traditions of the past go on well into the future. Job well done, Mary. Rest in peace, Stephen Elmation. And again, Mary Bedrosian, she was 93 years old. She passed away on Wednesday of this last week. Please check for funeral arrangements in the Providence Journal. And now with our Dottie Litzes. August 26th, 1999. Today is the 19th Dalit of John Saplosha. It is also the 19th Dalit of Arakel Khajanyan. August 26th, 2016. Today is the second Dalit of Harry Tomation. August 26, 2019. Today is the ninth Dalit of Teddy Topakian. August 27, 2013. Monday is the fifth Dalit of George Javelegian. August 27, 1997. Monday is the 21st Dalit of Sarkis Kozinyan. August 27, 2010. Monday is the eighth Dalit of Grace Bagdasarian. August 27, 1986. Monday is the 32nd Dalit of Virgin Cadence. August 27, 2005, Monday is the 13th Dalit of Joseph Krikorian. August 28, 2011, Tuesday is the 7th Dalit of Shahen Kanarian. August 28, 02, Tuesday is the 16th Dalit of Victoria Palian. August 28, 04, Tuesday is the 14th Dalit of Victoria Angel. August 28, 09, Tuesday is the 9th Dalit of Ernest Shigalian. August 29, 08, Wednesday is the 10th Dalit of Charles Zarugian. August 30th, 1986, Thursday is the 32nd Dalit of Haruchun Stepanian. August 31st, 2015, Friday is the 3rd Dalit of Khachig Topalian. September 1st, 1993, Saturday is the 25th Dalit of Surpuhi Koligian. September 1st, 2012, Saturday is the 6th Dalit of Veronica Nikaroshan. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Go into any local news, I'm going to play Crossroads of the Middle East from Robert Takushan, who happens to be my aunt's nephew through marriage, but my aunt Sona Takushan in New Jersey. She's taking a little vacation in one of the local hospitals, very short vacation, hopefully, and I know she's been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, so I'm playing it for my auntie Sona. Get well very quickly, and
I know she'll be up and around in no time. This one's for you, Auntie.
Thank you.
And tomorrow's the day for the 31st annual Ararat Open. This year, it is held at Quidnesset Country Club Monday, August 27th, tomorrow. That's located in beautiful North Kingston. It's right on the water. Beautiful Narragansett Bay. The entry fee has stayed the same for quite a few years, so it is a great tournament. Hopefully, you're already there and you're already set with your entry. But festivities begin with a luncheon buffet at 11:30, followed by a shotgun start at 1 o'clock. Immediately after the golf, there is Armenian appetizers before you sit down to a traditional shish kebab dinner. All this is sponsored by the Ararat Open, and, you know, it is such a great, great charity. They support so many Armenian causes here in Rhode Island, and it's really a wonderful, wonderful event. Tip of the hat to the organizers of the Ararat Open, and I can't say enough about it. I know my whole family, excluding myself, will be playing tomorrow. So, gentlemen, have a great day tomorrow, and tip of the hat to the organizers, especially Alan. So, and that all takes place tomorrow. This, before you know it, it's September, and we all know September, Labor Day weekend, it's Olympic time. It's happening this year in Philadelphia. Hopefully, you already have your high pass. The festivities begin on Thursday night. They go all weekend long. As I've been mentioning week after week, the entertainment bar none is just absolutely fantastic. So, you know, there might be hotels around if you just want to go head on down, but go online, ayfolympics.org, and you'll get all the info you need. But go Varantians, and hopefully they'll be bringing us back some trophies. And that's Labor Day. Then, you know, my kids already start school. This week, actually, they start school. But Sunday school and Armenian school is beginning at both churches. Right now, I can tell you that the Murad Armenian School will begin September 8th, Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. That's at St. Vartanans Church. Have your kids sign up. Murad Armenian School, Saturday, September 8th, 9 a.m. And the following day, Sunday, September 9th, Sunday morning, is Sunday school at St. Vartanans Church. And registration beginning 9:30 in the morning. And they also are having a family breakfast as well. So make sure you get there on time, not Armenian time. 9:30. And that's Sunday, September 9th. And before I can do my next announcement, I have to play a song. So let's listen to a little bit more of my Benjamin Gasparian. It's time for a Hüsnik Grove event. Annual Hüsnik Foundation Picnic, Sunday, September 9th, beginning at 12 noon at Hüsnik Grove in Rehoboth. So easy, very easy to get to Hüsnik Grove. You just go down Route 44 towards, Route 44 East. It's such an easy drive. You take a right onto New Street, and there's a sign that's right there on that corner. It's a light. You can't miss it. You turn right and drive 2.8 miles. Take a left onto Simmons Street. Roll your window down. You'll smell your way there. Hüsnik Grove Picnic, Sunday, September 9th. Enjoy Hüsnik-style shish kebab, losh kebab, chema, chicken, pilaf, and more. Live music with Gary Cashmanian's New England All-Star Band, Sunday, September 9th. Hüsnik Foundation Picnic.
and Bible study beginning St. Varsanant's Church on Monday, September 10th, beginning at 7 o'clock, Firminian Fellowship Hall. All are welcome to Bible study, St. Varsanant's Church, Monday, September 10th, 7 o'clock. We'll see you there. And let's see. Time to make the Turshi. Yep, you heard it right. Time to make the Turshi, Friday, September 28th, starting at 9 in the morning. The Turshi making process will begin for church bazaar time. No experience is needed. You'll be filling close to 200 bottles. And you know what they say about a lot of hands. So as many people as possible, even if you can just stop by for a short while, your help is requested. St. Varsanant's Church, Turshi making, 9 a.m. Friday, September 28th. No matter what you can do, they'll be there all day making Turshi, and your help is requested. With that, it takes us to the Worcester Dance, 7th Annual Benefit for the Syrian and Armenian Relief, September 29th, Saturday, taking place in Worcester. The Armenian Churches of Worcester County will hold their 7th Annual Benefit Dance from 7:30 in the evening till 1 o'clock in the morning. Guests will enjoy live Armenian, Arabic, and Greek dance music. The event is dedicated to raise funds for Syrian Armenian resettlement in North America and the Fund for Armenian Relief, which is FAR. Since the start of the crisis in 2011, thousands of Armenian families have fled to other countries to avoid the atrocities of the ongoing war. In most cases, these families have spent their finances for travel. By the time they arrive to a safer haven, they are left with hardly any financial resources. Since 2015, the First Armenian Evangelical Church of Montreal, thank God for Canada, has helped hundreds assimilate to their new surroundings. Last year, dance efforts helped over 300 families start a new life in Canada, and that number is expected to be matched or grow this year. There are currently 8.4 million Syrian children residing as refugees in neighboring countries. That is 80% of Syria's children, and now over 22,000 Syrian Armenians have resettled in Armenia. This event again takes place Saturday, September 29th from 7:30 to 1 in the morning. Tickets in advance are it's only $35. That's it, per person. $45 if you're last minute at the door. $20 for teens age 13 to 18. 12 and under are free. For your tickets, please call Jay. Tell him you heard it on the Armenian Radio Hour. 508-7... Come on, Rhode Island. Let's make a nice presence there. 508-740-4464. 508-740-4464. And again, this event, September 29th, Saturday, in Worcester. Oh, and it's at the Boynton Street Church. Did I say that before? I'm sure I have. Boynton Street Church. Alrighty. 34 Boynton, B-O-Y-N-T-O-N Street in Worcester, the cultural center there. Alrighty, with that, we're going to go to the Armenian Chorale. I haven't heard them in a while. Thank you.
going to go to Hadach Der Sarkisian with Ara Alexanyan. This is another oldie but goodie. Of course, I didn't line it up. Here we go. Before you know it, it's going to be bazaar time. So mark your calendars. November 3rd and 4th is St. Sog, St. Messer of Churches Bazaar, 70 Jefferson Street. And the following weekend, November 10th and 11th, is the Roads on the Patuxent, St. Varsanant Church's annual bazaar. In Cranston, the amazing Roads on the Patuxent. We all know how great it is there. Two floors of fun. The place is ginormous. Everything and anything you can imagine is there. Armenian Fest 2018, November 10th and 11th. And don't forget, they do have valet parking for some of our elderly. This is really important, and it's a great, great bazaar. We'll see you there November 10th and 11th. Mark those calendars. And by all means, you know, just about every day of the week at any of the churches, you know, they'll be preparing and getting ready for the bazaar weeks and weeks and weeks in advance. So, you know, call the church offices, see, you know, what's going on for the day. And if you've got some spare time, please make yourself available to the church helping out for the bazaar. You know, these churches, they rely on all of our volunteer work to keep themselves going and afloat. And it's all up to us to do this work. Our grandparents and our great-grandparents, The church is all they had. Monday through Sundays, every single day of the week, they were at church. And I know our lives get busy, but it's so important for all of us each to help out. So, all right, I'm stepping off the soapbox. Next up, Sana Avagyan. ¶¶
Too early to start thinking about New Year's Eve. Ringing Rhode Island and Armenian New Year's, you don't want to miss. Join us with your family and friends dancing into 2019. I should say dancing and eating into 2019. What's an Armenian event without food? All-Star Entertainment from California coming to Providence for the first time in Rhode Island, Harut Kachoyan.
Also featuring the talented Khatchig Jingarian, Steve Vospigian Jr., and Mal Barsamian. It'll be top shelf cash bar, complimentary champagne toast, valet parking, party favors, and a full Armenian meze buffet. For additional information, go on to hyeny.com, hyeny.com, or contact Hovsep 401-255-2797, 401-255-2797. This is a by reservation only event. Get your tickets now. Limited number of tickets available. That's right. Join us for a memorable night, New Year's Eve. Hyeny. Now let's listen to Adis Harmanya.
Ser de la li sayat nova. Chumen mist bernebera varumen se burvar sirdaga yer gereko sayatnova varumen se burvar sirdaga
Babies for the week, August 27th. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Roberta Terayan. September 1st, Alec Jacques Kebabian's birthday. He's in Watertown. Happy birthday to both of you. And we do have one wedding anniversary that we're announcing. August 30th, Hagop and Tamara Kasabian down in Virginia. Happy anniversary. I see them on Facebook all the time. So happy anniversary, happy birthdays. Let's go to Puzant. Let's go to Karun Hayastan with Varujan Asadorian with Richard Hagopian and his orchestra.
John Belizik John.
Sera abrev tu mesaj kari, sera dari hit.
Luck to all of the Varanchans going to Philly for AYF. Safe travels, safe Olympics, and have a great time. And, you know, send us back your comments and what's going on. Hopefully we have some roving reporters, Manu Kaprelian, that can send us back some info live on before Sunday. Go Varanchans! Dad always says, "Uracha tzur, guracha nas." Mer jamanagal ratzav shgal chun serin hamar. Sedesu chun minchev harachigagi ragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. on WARA 1320 on the AM dial. You can also listen to us any day, anytime on the internet. ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Happy Sunday. This week.